وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذًى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ.
They ask you about menstruation. Say, it is a state of impurity, so keep away from women in the state of menstruation, and do not approach them until they are cleansed. And when they are cleansed, then come to them as Allah has commanded you. Truly, Allah loves those who abstain from evil and keep themselves pure. So keep away from women in the state of menstruation and do not approach them. During this period, people are only required to abstain from sexual intercourse. No change is postulated in other relationships.
نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أنى شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين.
Your wives are your tilth. Go then into your tilth as you wish, but take heed of your ultimate future and avoid incurring the wrath of Allah. Know well that one day you shall face Him. Announce good tidings to the believers and avoid incurring the wrath of Allah.
These words admit of two meanings. First, that one should try to maintain the continuity of the human race so that one departs from this world. There should be others to replace in performing one's tasks. Second, that one should be concerned with the quality of the coming generation. For instance, how far it is endowed with religious devotion, moral excellence, and humanity.
وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ أَن تَبَرُّوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَتُصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Do not swear by Allah in your oaths if they are intended to hinder you from virtue, piety, and promoting the good of mankind. Surely, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing.
لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ.
Allah will not take you to task for the oaths you utter in vain, but will certainly take you to task for the oaths you utter in earnest. Allah is all-forgiving, all-forbearing.
لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ تَرَبُّصُ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرٍ فَإِنْ فَاءُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
For those who vow abstinence from their wives, there is a respite of 4 months. Then, if they go back on their vow, they will find that Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. There is a respite of 4 months.
In the legal terminology of Islam, this is known as ilah. It is obvious that harmony and cordiality do not always prevail in matrimonial life. There are occasions when strains and tensions develop, leading to discord and estrangement. But the law of God does not approve of that discord which causes a husband and wife who are legally tied to one another in matrimony to remain for long alienated from one another for all practical purposes if they had ceased to be spouses. For this kind of abnormal discord and estrangement, God has fixed a limit of 4 months during which the spouses are required either to settle their differences or to break the tie of wedlock so that each becomes free to contract marriage with someone with whom a harmonious matrimonial relationship appears more likely.
وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا الطَّلَاقَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And if they resolve on divorce, surely, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing,
And if they resolve on divorce, surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing.
That is, if a man has abandoned his wife on unreasonable grounds, he should not feel secure from the wrath of God, for God is not unaware of the excesses that he may have committed.
وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَن يَكْتُمْنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ إِن كُنَّ يُؤْمِنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Divorced women shall keep themselves in waiting for 3 menstrual courses, and it is unlawful for them, if they believe in Allah and the Last Day, to hide whatever Allah might have created in their wombs. Should their husbands desire reconciliation during this time, they are entitled to take them back into wedlock. Women have the same rights against their men as men have against them, but men have a degree above them. Allah is all-powerful, all-wise. Should their husbands desire reconciliation during this time, they are entitled to take them back into wedlock.
This injunction only relates to a situation where the husband has pronounced divorce once or twice. In that case, the husband retains the right to revoke the divorce before the expiry of iddah, waiting period.